Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August the 26th, and the whole week ahead. The Sun conjuncts Mercury in Virgo today, but remember Mercury is moving backwards, so there's certain things you've got to be very careful about, especially if you're travelling. You see, over the next few weeks, there's areas of your life which is prone to delay, to upset, to reverses and to setbacks. And that can be either to do with travel and travelling, or anything to do with the everyday structure of your life when it comes to learning, study and education. And here's your Sunday stars. A very good aspect today, potentially excellent. If you're a Capricorn who has ambition, who wants to make something of yourself in your career, then this is the kind of aspect you need. It's about fortitude and being resolute, and also to sticking to your guns. Now remember what I said yesterday, that there is a difficult time with setbacks and delays at the moment, but it shouldn't stop you planning for the future. Here's your Monday stars. Earlier on in the week, in fact at the beginning of the weekend, with the Sun conjunct Mercury in Virgo, I basically said that the next few days this week, most of this week, when it comes to a journey or when it comes to any form of travel, you need to be careful because there can be hold-ups and delays and you need a contingency plan. But the other problem is trying to get your point across. And at the moment, communications aren't that good. So reserve judgment and hold back from saying too much at the moment. Here's your Tuesday stars. You need to take a step back. In fact, you need to retreat, meditate, reflect, get away from it all. The last thing you need today is to have loads of people around you all jammering and jangling and telling you this, that and the other. The best way forward is to take a step back. And if you can do that by withdrawing and being almost monk-like and reclusive, the better. And here's your Wednesday stars. Now, as I said yesterday, this is a time to hold back, not to do too much, to think about your life. But I also said earlier in the week, this is excellent if you have an ambition or a desire to achieve something important. Now, put the two together, and it means that you can come up with choices and decisions far, far better if you are away from it all, the rat race, the hoi polloi, the noise, than if you're in the middle of it. Here's your Thursday stars. As Mercury now moves back into the sign of Leo, then there's certain things that you didn't do, probably in July and the early part of August, and you really should give it some thought. It could be paperwork, it could be money, finances, which involves other people. It could even be your sex life. But whatever it is, you need to actually involve yourself in a private or intimate matter rather than try to swerve or sidestep it. Here's your Friday stars. Now the moon has moved into your sign. There is a lot more emotional equilibrium and balance in your life. You're much more able to deal with the situation and other areas around you simply because you're more with it than perhaps any other time this week. So when it comes to sympathy or empathy, when it comes to compassion and sensitivity, what you give out, you'll certainly get back.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.